Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Hit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, yo. No, you know what it is, man. You know the, of course, you know the voice. You know the headline. You probably can't see it right now, but go to my Instagram. You can. You tell your mom, you know, whatever. Another episode. Another episode of Rap Names Podcast, man. It's Mari. Make sure you're following Bomb Podcast on Twitter, on Instagram, at BOMM Podcast. Jerv, what up, man?
Oh, man, you know, I'm out here. You know, before very much. Before we introduce our illustrious guest today, first two-time person to come back. You know, I guess I guess we doing something right over here because
gotta
you know,
be.
Welcoming the idea of coming back on.
Listen, man, back in my day, man, when they came back and let you know you did something right the first time, you know what I'm saying? So
exactly. peep game though. Listen, you know, full disclosure, we are recording this on Saturday.
Yes.
Your boy has another wedding he is going to later on tonight. By the time this joint drops, my gram should be popping.
Yeah, and
I'm just letting you know I'm for hire. I am for hire if you need a wedding guest.
Are you a part of are you officially a part of like the whole Wedding Crashers?
Wedding ringer, like the Kevin Hart shit. I'm telling you, that's what it is.
First and foremost, before I answer that, you know, Mari, I do some of my good introductions, but like, you know, you got the introduction flow. But I do want to address what you just said though. But go ahead, Mari.
Look, man. Y'all heard that voice. I know y'all heard the laugh. You know what I'm saying? The illustrious, the great, the very, very, very quotable. Look, I'm telling you this.
Quotable like a motherfucker.
This super dog. She got one of my favorite quotes, and she already know what I'm about to say, dog. I was listening to the CSC pod, and she called somebody a doulo, and B was like, "What the fuck is a doulo?" And then she was like, "Cause they doulo shit." Bro, I had to pause that shit, dog. That shit made I laughed until my fucking stomach was hurt. Meek, what's up with you?
What's up? Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you already know.
Hi, fellas.
Yo, for those that, you know, and obviously, you know, anyone listening outside of like 10 to 12 people that would be in this chat, with all the pies that are going on this dope ass network, we have our own group chat, you know, where we talk about stuff, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I will say that every single Monday afternoon or maybe Monday evening to give people a time to listen. There is somebody commenting on something that Meek has said on the fucking pod. So Mari is not gassing it up when he's saying that she's the we may not quote her shit because, you know, for whatever reason, you know, niggas may not want to go to the gram or the Twitterverse with you know, niggas got all types of situations out here. But I will tell you in that chat, nobody gets quoted more than Meek.
She the most quotable. Like,
hey, I'm wearing that. I'm wearing that like a badge.
No, for real.
Low key, it's hilarious because sometimes when I'm on, when we're recording, I'm just spazzing the fuck out. So then, like, when I see it, like, on Twitter, I'm like, oh, shit, they listen to me.
Yeah, nah, dead ass, though, man. Because if you listen to her speak at length, like, she's very easy on the ears. Obviously, you know what I mean? So it's like, you can listen to her. Then it's like when you actually tap into what she's talking about, like what she's saying, like it's always some ill shit. Always. Like always. So I do want to say I appreciate your, you know, just like your transparency, your honesty, you know, all your energy, like your fucking charisma, all of it. You know what I mean? Like we're giving you your flowers early, super early.
Yes.
Man. But you know, every week, you know, we kick this off. We talk about what we're listening to at the moment. Being that you are our guest this week, what you got in rotation right now, man?
I ain't gonna even lie. I know it's gonna seem like I'm hopping on the bandwagon, but that Isaiah Rashad,
yeah.
Love. When I tell you, that's like straight up vibe music.
No idea who the fuck you're talking about, by the way.
I'm gonna get to that in a second, Jer.
Jer, listen, like it's like you can drive. You know how you have some LPs or EPs where like you can pop it in and like it turns your ride into like a movie scene because it just captures that type of vibe.
It's like Dom Kennedy, the Yellow Album does that like all the time.
To me, you know what, on some real shit, Reasonable Doubt does that, like,
absolutely.
For me, every like, time. You pop it in, and it's like a whole, like you just start driving slow.
You hop out the car different, you know what I mean?
You hop out your car different, everything. But this is, and I haven't even started listening to the lyrics yet. I've ran it through about 3 times, and it's such a vibe, I haven't even started, because I'm more of a lyrics person anyway, but, like, I haven't even started tuning into the lyrics yet.
That hits my heart right there, me. Because there's a lot of people that are a part of this illustrious pod group that don't seem to give two fucks about the bars sometimes. So no! When I hear someone else say the bars, it's a few that don't care about the bars. I'm called an old man because I care about the lyrics at times. So I appreciate you.
Back in my day,
I come from the school of Hov. absolutely. School of, and I know there's some people that don't give two shits about him. I'm talking about Old Hove. I'm talking about like
we talking about Jigger. We talking about
Jigger. I'm talking about Jigger. I come from that.
Me, come on.
We are all very much.
Hold up, me. No, hold up, Mar. No disrespect, me. Yes. Dog, you know the school you coming from has to be more so you like one or two grades away from that little Bow Wow and Soulja Boy era.
No, wait. See, I was gonna take it easy on y'all today because it's 10 o'clock my time. There's no drinks pouring at this time. I wasn't even, but see, it's different at where y'all at. I'm like, okay, no, I'm with my fellas. I ain't gonna go in on y'all. But don't sun me. I'm just saying, Bow Wow and all that came out, but you gotta remember that Blueprint, the first Blueprint also dropped as well.
Absolutely.
And I was like, and I ain't gonna lie, I got put on by a boyfriend, you know, like most girls do.
Shorty at my school that was selling it, the album, by the way, let me be clear,
we do not judge,
we don't judge, but we were in middle school, so I hope she was not selling it back then, I hope she wasn't. Now, when I got this album, that sounded crazy, I bought that shit on bootleg, man, I bought the Blueprint on bootleg, dog. I had so many choices I could have went with, and I went with that. Like, and that was just the
end. I'm glad you made that good choice because that Bone Thugs and Harmony choice you did.
Though. Chill out, man. Chill. It's my loyalty. Really, it's really a testament to my loyalty.
To a fault, to be honest, man.
Yeah,
something like that.
But the name of that album, the Isaiah Rashad album, is called "The House Is Burning." It's funny you mention that because I just got on Twitter the other day, right? And those who follow me, you know, I said, and I admit it, you know, I wasn't up on Isaiah Rashad. I kept hearing his name. I kept seeing, you know, videos of him. And I was like, I just asked the question to, you know, people that were already fans, like, you know, give me a good project, give me a good song. And the one thing I do want to say is shout out to him for having such a good fan base, because none of them attacked me for not being up on his music already. It was more so like welcoming me to the party, like, oh, shit, cool. Start with this. Start with that.
Right.
And, you know, so I want to shout out to everybody who gave me great recommendations. The Sylvia demo is something that got heavily requested, and I've been listening to that for a couple days, and it's just as perfect as everybody made it out to be. So I'm a new fan. I'm a new Isaiah Rashad.
No,
fan.
Me too. And it's crazy because, like, how does this work? Because I feel like his name has been popping up, but it's not like a heavy push by like some machine. It's like really,
and
like
he's on TV.
It's like his time. Yeah. It's like really just his time. Because I got sent music from, I sent that song, What You Said or What,
yeah,
what, yeah, that song, yeah, and yeah. I was like, oh, and then that just got me hooked on, yep. Then I saw, you know, then I got that product, so I gotta dive into his stuff too.
Yeah, no, he got, like, some shit, man. He got a song
called, it's kind of like just that moment in time where it's just like, it's just his hour.
Yeah, the stars are just aligning for him, man.
You know, listen, Jerv,
when you let it happen organically, it's better this way. You know, I think that's a testament to just like him putting in the work, him staying consistent, him tapping in with his fan base and really understanding who his audience is, because I've never seen anybody shit on him. I've only seen people praise him, and his fans are not standoffish to the point where they're like, oh, you don't know about him. You know, whatever, you know. But the song I like the most from him that I, you know, went back and listened to is a song on the Sylvia demo called R.I.P. Kevin Miller. That song is fucking amazing. Like,
it's crazy because my favorite on Burning House is R.P. Young.
R.P. Young, yeah, that shit is fire.
Yeah, God.
Shout out to Isaiah Rashad. I'm actually also listening to, I'm listening to his shit, but I'm listening to Billie Eilish new joint. I love Billie Eilish. Like, this might, yeah, I don't know, some people might be surprised by this.
No, but
collection, but I love her. When you talk about lyrics, man,
isn't that her brother? Like, who does her? Her producer.
I believe so.
Listen,
you talking about lyrics, dog. Like, if you listen to like what she's actually talking about, she's 19 years old. She'll be 20 in December this year,
that's
bro. Like,
crazy.
The shit that she's talking about is so heavy, man. Like, it's just it's super ill, man. You know, and I, you know, it's something that you have to listen to. You know what I mean? I've been on that. I've been listening to ESTG because sometimes I need a break from like getting in touch with my emotions and being, you know, whatever. I want to hear about bricks of fentanyl, and I want to hear about I want to hear about shit like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, man. I want to hear it. And so that's where I get my balance from, because that's what life is about, man. The duality of man. You know what I'm saying? So what you fucking with, Jerv? What you want, man?
So all that new shit y'all talking about sounds cool. I will give Isaiah Rashad. That's his name.
Yeah, no, get
I'm gonna say some shit.
Yeah. I mean, would you meet real rap? Before I tell you what I'm listening to, would you describe it? would you describe it as a movie? And with the vibe that I'm going to be on as I hit the streets tonight, I feel like a movie is what I need to listen to. Ooh. Oh yeah, nah, bro, I'm outside. I'm only outside until August 1. So by the time everybody hears this pod, I'm back inside because
it's over at school.
I've been outside back in too on long. A second. Yeah, I've been outside too much. Way too much. But as far as what I'm listening to, you know, it ain't no shocker what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
After Nature. Our last pod, no.
Tragedy Gaddafi. No. Don't do that. Don't do that, though. just say no, you're not listening to it. Don't do that, though. Nah, dog. Fuck all that. We're not about to do that. We're not about to play with Nature like that.
Nah. Hey, listen, Nature cool, dog.
No, right.
I never was a fan.
All right, cool. Let's move on, Jerry, for you about to get disrespectful. Come on.
Never disrespect, bro. That's all love for me. But for me, based on Marvel, what we talking about last time, the excitement that we have for August 3rd.
Yes, Dipset versus the Lock.
I literally put together what I would consider my favorite. They may not be his best, but my favorite Styles P playlist.
Okay.
I think after our conversation, I was like, I wanted to hear Gangsta and the Gentleman, the song. I'm not downplaying the album because I've listened to the album.
That song
in particular. And then I literally wanted to hear Holiday after it, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's nothing more annoying than when you know what you want to hear, but it doesn't just come up next. You know what I'm saying? So then that turned into, you know, all right, I put this together. And then it's like, well, damn, I fuck with this joint too. Fuck it. I'm about to just put together
all of it,
a whole playlist of it or whatever. And real fast, the dope thing about playlists, at least with Apple Music, to me, I can't speak on the other platforms or whatever. They probably all do this. But like, if you create a playlist, it does not, once your playlist is done, it doesn't go back to the top. It literally starts playing stuff in your library that resembles or is of that genre and stuff. That took me down a rabbit hole of all types of old Lock shit that I haven't heard before.
Yep.
I used to have a 256 gigabyte iPod, not an iPhone, iPod. I'm that old, right? I was outside during the iPod era. Like, I'm not just doing this outside, but the iPod era, one of my favorite things I would do is, I had a homie straight up, he got like literally every song, right? Like every song, when you name it, he has it, right? It don't matter if it's underground, above ground,
all that shit.
Never came out, like he has it. So, you know, whenever I had got my iPod at the point in time, this might've been 2004 or 2005, 2006 something like that, right? Like whenever I was, 4, 5, 6 something like that. And I sent it to him and I said, yo, just load it up. He was like, yo, you ain't gonna have the ability to put nothing on. I said, bro, I'm not gonna need to put nothing else on it. You know, we were still copping CDs at this time.
Yeah, absolutely. So
one of my favorite things until 2 years ago when it finally died on me, RIP to this iPod, it was legendary. It just wouldn't charge anymore. I used to just love putting the iPod on random. You know what I'm saying? I got 20 South, whatever the number was, 20,000 songs in there.
Yeah. But
like, I just put it on random. Yep. And you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know, I think we always forget. It's so easy to forget about shit that at one
for
point
sure.
in time was your flow, your vibe.
Yeah.
Of those 20,000 songs, I guarantee you, and think about how ill this is, like the way our minds work, right? When that shit went on random for 40 straight songs, I guarantee you knew a bar or the whole song of most of those joints. So think about how ill that is for our minds to be able to process that much shit, because I think about like an old Jazzo versus Rockefeller diss that I can repeat word for word like right now. And some shit that just... And
Jazzo, this nigga, albums in stores.
The nigga Jazzo went so crazy. He went so crazy on hold back then, dog. It fucked me up because I was like, yo, Jay-Z is Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's Jay-Z. Yeah, and I knew the story because, like, my OGs were telling me about Jazzo and Jay-Z.
That's Big Brother versus Lil Brother, though, dog. No matter how thorough the Lil Brother ever gets,
absolutely.
Big Brother will son the fuck out of you.
And he did, bro. He went crazy. He went crazy on the whole shit. And, like, and it just was, it was so ill because I think Jazz had a song out at the time, too, because Hov made a reference to that, like, Jazzo.
Jazzo's videos in stores.
But it's like, I can't.
Just came out.
My mind to go to a Jazzo diss, a Freak Billionaire freestyle, and a fucking Sade song like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, but so it's.
But do you guys like, so like when my list goes on random, I can go back to that time. Like I'm a very emotional listener. Man. So like, same. I'm either like a stripper cooking crack or like, yeah. My emotions, like dude, my emotions listening to like,
man, they would have loved you at the Carter. God damn it.
No, no. Man.
Right. I've cooked up so much crack in my day, meat. From, you know, we
whoa.
We are talking in a mindset.
Figuratively,
yes.
Like, there we go. No, big facts. Like I've consulted bricks in the girdle, all that, man. Shit. Yeah. Like, and, but then also I'll go into, I love like Corinne Bailey Ray. You know, mm-hmm. I get into like my jazz bag and like, yeah. I'm a huge it was her name. I can't think of her name. Can't think of the singer's name. But she has a album where she sings standards, like, you know, yeah. Like like that kind of stuff. Yeah. And like, so like, it'll be like cooking crack to like jazz to like.
Nah, trust me, man. Listen,
I can remember those moments like when they like pop.
Absolutely,
up.
No, 100%. That's why, you know, earlier, you know, if you guys just can't see like the video of this, I had the Black Album vinyl. I got the Black Album vinyl, and I spin that weekly, you know what I mean, just in the crib. I heard the album a million times, but it always take me back to a good space, man. You know, and speaking of legendary rappers, shout out to Nas, fresh off of that, riding the wave of that Grammy, man, for King's Disease,
Grammy.
Which I think he deserved. I do think that most people who disagree with him winning that were just kind of more so championing Freddie Gibbs' album, Alfredo, which was a phenomenal project. I loved it too. And, you know, for the culture, I wanted Freddie Gibbs to get that. But I'm not mad that Nas got the Grammy for that album.
Nas deserved it. Flowers on that joint.
He absolutely deserved it because for him.
I wanted to know y'all opinions on that. Because, you know, sometimes like Grammys be like just giving shit because like, it's about time you got that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to know.
I think they kind of Leo'd him a little bit. I think they Leonardo DiCaprio him a little bit. But not because he didn't deserve it. But I don't think it's because he didn't deserve it. He deserved it 100% for this. But my thing is, I felt like at the point in time when they gave it to him, it's like, okay, you gave Nas the Grammy now, but like, how many times do you think that he should have either been up for it or deserved it and he didn't get it? And you guys are like, okay, now we got to stop playing around with him. We have to, you know what I'm saying? Which is a testament to him and Hit-Boy, because you made undeniable music in 2021. And this is somebody who's been around since the early 90s, since I was a little kid. So it's a testament to Nas for sure. For creating an album that's just undeniable, because it goes back to like my favorite saying of all time is nobody cares, work harder. Even Nas had to just work hard, like, fuck it. I made this, I made that. They didn't give it to me, but we celebrate Illmatic.
He's got arguably not mine. And I don't say that in a talking shit way. Mm-hmm. It's just not mine. He's got arguably the greatest rap album to ever come out.
Yeah, it's a conversation ever come out.
You know what I'm saying? And for this to be the first time, I feel you, Mari. And I, you know, my reaction at first was, you said they Leo'd him, and I was just like, nah. But then I'm like, yeah, you know what? That makes sense because the album he put out is fire, right? Like, you can't debate that it was a fire album. And if you consider that album of the year, by all means, you're not gonna get an argument, right?
Right.
But at the same time, you know, not even measuring it up to everything else, because you can't, you know, there were other albums, like you said, Freddie Gibbs joint, right? Like, like there was other stuff out there that you can say was better than this album, right? But yes, they did Leo him, but it was deserved, but they Leo'd him because, you know, they basically looked at it like, and it truthfully told me, which probably go into the next part, which is, we don't know if they were ever going to have another opportunity to give that to him.
To him. No,
fact. Absolutely. No, absolutely. Yes. And he made an album that was so good that they had to take everything in consideration and say, this is 2021 now. He could have been on some old school, man, we don't want to hear that shit, you know, type of wave. You know what I mean?
I can't remember what came out.
I was about to say, I just wonder who the fuck on the board is certified enough to like, to really go through these projects and be like, nah, this is it.
Yeah,
and
no, another thing too, like my high school teacher or some shit.
Like, and then also another thing too, like the Grammy keeps missing the mark. Like, I get it. It's not a popularity context when it comes down to like the culture. It's more like they're being judged by their peers. But like, it, like, the Grammy means more when someone is truly, like, I'm with you on the Freddie Gibbs thing. Like, I get it that Nas, I'm not trying to say Nas didn't deserve it, but right. I feel like it's way more impactful for the culture if Freddie Gibbs would have gotten it.
Exactly. And that's like, what I was rooting for him. I rooted for Freddie Gibbs hard because not only is he one of my favorite rappers, it was just like, man, do you know what this would do for guys like, if you listen to, like, Flea Lord, you listen to Griselda, you listening to Rock Marcy, and this whole camp that's just on the, they bubbling and they're very impactful and influential in the culture. It's just that, like, the mainstream doesn't know them, and it's cool. But that Grammy would have did a lot, man.
And it would have just been a nod, like, from mainstream saying, like, we see y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. The nomination, though.
But I was going to say, the nomination itself.
The nom does that. The nom does that. But y'all know, like, actually
winning it? Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, it definitely would have, like, they still going to do their thing. Because that's the thing about hip-hop. They still going to do their own thing. Absolutely.
And shout out to Gibbs. Shout out to Gibbs for the way that he handled just kind of like that. Not because I don't think he looked at it like a loss. Like, that's Nas. Right. Me being mentioned with Nas is a big thing. So, like, shout out to Freddie Gibbs. He's still continuing to ride that wave. He's going to drop. But I brought up Nas because he's announcing – they just announced part two. They announced a sequel to it. King's Disease Part 2 will be out August the 6th. And I think that Nas has finally been, like, got out of his own way enough to listen to somebody and say, okay, Nas, you need to drop something else right now. Because
right now,
Nas is somebody that'll drop an album and disappear for 4 years and come back in the ad for something else that's not even, he popped up with Bevel. And it's like, where's the music at? And it's like, I'll be on Khaled album in 4 years from now. Just leave me alone.
Right,
but he's somebody who I think he's open-minded enough to say, Hit-Boy got his finger right on the pulse of the culture. He knows what they want. We just came off a Grammy. Let's ride this wave. Let's put something else out right now. And, I want to shout out to Hit-Boy. Shout out to anybody around that got Nas to listen. Because when you listen to the legends like Swiss and all of them, they tell you, man, it's tough to get Nas to even listen to anything. Like, it's tough. Super tough. But kind of in that same vein, another rap legend, Beanie Siegel, is right now while we're recording this, I believe it's airing live, according to our Philadelphia correspondent, Jer. Beanie Siegel on Drink Champs, on the latest episode of Drink Champs, Jer. I know you caught a couple notes, from that. So, like, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that real quick.
So, the reason I wanted to talk about it, and I explained it to the crew earlier, but, like, I have a tendency to throw shit out there and niggas in the chat just be leaving me on
red. Talk about it. Talk about it, Jerf.
They leave me on red. It used to get to me, but now I just realize it's the shtick, right? Like, yo, for y'all to think that the podcast is just the podcast and we acting as characters. No, that's us 24/7.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why the podcast works.
That's why the podcast works, because text message chains is the same as the fucking podcast. But anyway, I said that to say, I'm really, first of all, like, shout out to Nori, because Beans is one of the illest MCs to ever
absolutely
come out at any point in time. If you tell me he's in your top five, I'm not arguing with you, right? If you disrespect him, I'm just not listening to you. So it's a good clear way to put line. It. It's
Man, a clear if you disrespect line, him, right? If you disrespect him, you gotta get smacked in the mouth. Straight up. Because you gotta respect your elders. Yeah. You gotta fucking respect your elders.
You gotta respect Sieg. I don't give a fuck, man.
You gotta get smacked in the mouth.
and Nori admits on the podcast, spoiler, I don't care. But Nori admits on the podcast that this whole thing, him coming at Beans on the gram and all that, he was like, it was literally a tactic to get Beans to come back outside.
For sure.
Beans needs his, Beans deserves his flowers.
Definitely.
So I've watched probably, I'd say three quarters of it right now.
Okay.
I'm literally at the part right now where it's the shit that I need to know. Like, he's literally, Nori's now officially getting, he's there in a mindset, right? And he's asking the shit that he know he's not supposed to ask. Yeah.
How many times has Nori said make some noise? Just if you have
So I'll say this. It's only happened about five times so far. He's really just been chilling. It's really been chilling. It's a dope episode, man. Beans is my personal top five ever. Okay. He's my favorite from Philly. He's not the best from Philly. Black Thought is
easily,
unquestionably the best that I've ever heard. We're gonna
talk about Thought later. Yeah,
he might be. He might be the illest like rhymer I've ever heard in my life. Honestly,
I'm not mad at that.
That includes any and everybody that you imagine. And for as much as I love, for as much as I fool with certain cats, yo, there's a reason some cats have never done songs with Thought. But anyway, Beans, Beans deserve his flowers. He's another one of them dudes that, like, you know, unless, like how, kind of how the Locks was, Mario, when we was talking about it. Right. If you don't go and just look at it, you'll forget how much, how crazy Beans' catalog is, features, you know, and not just the Hove tracks. Because I know everybody's like, you know, the running joke with Nori said he can't play any Hove tracks in the verses, right? Like, he's trying to get Beans to that point. And that would be the dumbest thing he could do, right? Like, dumb. But, like, minus Hove tracks, Beans still has shit. Public Enemy was the, if for those that don't remember Public Enemy, Beans went away for a year and a day, I believe.
My God, got a year and a day, still played it like they gave me life.
Okay.
Not to see
you again. You know, and allegedly where everything went down at is like 8 blocks from where I grew up at, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm familiar with the news story, and I'm familiar with, you know what I'm saying, allegedly familiar with, you know, the other aspects of the story, right?
Yeah.
But, nigga, I can tell you that, that mixtape is one of those mixtapes where I can tell you exactly what I was doing in time when I got this shit. My girl was living in North Jersey. My man hit me and said, yo, you gotta go get Beans' mixtape. Oh. I didn't question it. I just left the barbershop. Yes, I had hair at this time. The curls was illustrious. I was
all right. Hold on.
Illustrious is the word of the day.
My G. Hey, bro. I was light skinned with curls in the night.
No, you know what's crazy? If y'all go back and look at the throwback pictures of Jerv, man, you see him. He got the whole El Debar shit on his shit, man. Like, for real, he really was out there. Come on, I respect that, dog.
We're not doing other bars, dog.
Nah, you was on other bars.
I definitely.
Why do they always want to like match like light skinned brothers or what?
No, because they was
like,
the,
it's like other because light
other bars.
Nobody
other
said
bars
no,
is a,
no
is
one
a
says
specific
Chico.
Type of light skinned.
No,
brother,
no, but
right?
no one says Chico DeBarge. But no one says group. you might hear I'll be sure. You might hear I'll be sure too.
Yeah, I heard I'll be sure a lot. I'll be sure a lot. Fucking, but I listen, man. I'm not gonna get into details, but the 90s, early 2000s, shit's
mad
different, dog.
Juice.
Like, no active juice, bro. My shit was all juices and berries. My
activated
shit was
juices
and berries. My shit was natural, dog. My shit was natural. I get out the shower.
Philly
that
blunts,
shit just be.
Listen, Philly blunts, 40s, activated juice.
Come on, dog.
Okay. All right.
I never really fucked with Philly blunts. They was too harsh for me.
That's crazy, my nigga. That's crazy.
I was a Dutch master kind of guy.
With Beans, though, another thing though I love, because you know you have some that's just like just strict with the art, but like he's a full on character. Like, you fall in love with him.
Absolutely.
Like, from the West Coast, like being from the West Coast, my first introduction to Beans, I ain't gonna lie, was State Property. Yeah. But then when you start seeing, like, you know, certain interviews and stuff, you're like, oh shit, like, this is really this dude. Like, and then I had a thing about like thug niggas back then. Like, I grew up in the suburbs, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
I was about to say, that's how I go. Yeah, that's how I go.
I wanted
nigga
thug
in the leather jacket and the case. She like, oh my God.
Like, oh my God. Like, what? Like, what you got going on, baby?
Did that
school?
Nigga
like,
just put the? Did that nigga just put that candy bar in his pocket?
Word.
Right.
That nigga just get released from the hospital at the gunshot wound. What?
Right. No, for sure. So yeah, like, Beans was definitely. I love his personality. Then like his flow was just disgusting.
Yeah. Nah. Beans is like one of a kind, man. To be honest, because
and his name's been getting dragged a lot lately with other interviews and shit like that.
Yeah,
man.
You know how that go though, man.
And you know, so it, you know, I ain't mean to cut you off, Mark, but it's just dope. It's 100% dope to see him get the respect that he motherfucking deserves.
And that's why we also have to applaud Nori for even, you know, having
that. Let's make some noise
platform.
For Nori. Make some noise. Oh,
yeah. Make some noise. Even like.
No, but shout out to Siegel, man. The first time I heard Sieg was The Truth. It was the song and the album. Like, I was young, super young. But with that video, the beat, that it did something to me. Like, I don't know. Like, as a kid, I would stop what I was doing and I would sit down and watch the video. And from an early age, I was just like, Yeah, this is different. Like, this energy, whatever this is different. Like, it's very different.
What the fuck is in the water in Philly? Because I feel
like y'all niggas got
Gilly. Y'all niggas got fluoride, my G.
Yeah, a lot of property. Like y'all niggas, hell?
Listen, I'm going to say this too. Shout out to Bugsy. Because a lot of people might not be up on Bugsy. But he was in a group back in the day called Bugsy and Snake. And they was on the freeway. And they had this song called Scratching and Surviving. If you do not know what that song is, YouTube it. They only have the clean version on YouTube. I've looked a million times because that shit is a classic to me. Philly rap at one point was my favorite brand of rap, period. Like, nobody else was fucking with
me. We had our run. And this ain't me on some Philly shit.
I don't think y'all music run get enough. Fuck just even hip-hop.
No, it definitely don't. And to be honest, I feel like it's still going. But it's just not where it needs to be. But if it isn't getting the notoriety that it needs to be.
Absolutely. Getting. Absolutely. And if it isn't getting its notoriety directly, the people that you are applauding and praising as like good, they got their influences from Philly. Please know that. Please understand that. I'm looking forward to that interview, to watching the whole interview, especially with Jerv saying Nori cut down on the making noises. We speaking of rappers who, you know, getting their flowers, who may have not, you know, gotten their flowers and stuff like that. So I want to talk about producers who we feel like don't get their flowers enough. Or, you know, just producers who you just want to shout out and say, look, man, this is something that was a part of my life at a certain point that I fuck with. This sound is important. So who would you guys say is like some of your favorite producers who you don't think get enough credit, like when it comes to just mainstream or just the conversation in general, right? Because we all on social media and, you know, from time to time, people will go back and dig in the crates. But who do you think producer wise doesn't get enough respect that you want to get them their flowers today?
So I know, like, me and Jerv, we had this conversation. We was talking about those album where we talked discussing.
I think it was what was the Pac Joan?
Was it Reasonable?
No. But the one we had in question, I think it was a Pac album, I think.
Oh yeah, it was the Pac, because it was like five artists, and I was like, oh, like, I think, you know, Easy Mo B, like, you know, works with all of them, or whatnot. And so that's how it came up. And yeah. I was like, yo, like, dude, like, did some historical shit. Like, and you got to think of the time and the atmosphere that was going on around this time. Like, you know, you have like, well, he worked with Pac early on, you know, like on, Me Against the World, I believe. Can't remember, but like the fact to say that he was working with these iconic ass artists during this time, like during like, I just think that that's definitely one producer that like doesn't really get his flowers. Easy Mo B.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's the sound behind Life After, Ready to Die, Life After Death, and some other.
Me Against the World was the one.
Yeah. Me Against the World. Yeah. Like, classic. And I think another one, because I got a huge list. I went down a fucking rabbit hole and I found some. And I think that, like,
hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephob. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The rappers know it, and like people that got their ears to it, but it's just like as in mainstream, people don't know about it. And I want to say Mike Dean. And when I went down to Mike his disco, you know, discography or whatever, I was like, and the crazy thing about Mike Dean is that he is so prolific in the whole Houston sound. But then it gets to a point like in like the 2000s where like, he is now a huge heavy hand in today's sound. So it's kind of like I don't want to say he made a comeback, but like he kind of like reinvented himself, or like he has like a second life or whatever. And then I'm like, damn, like, you know, he did Kanye, Jay-Z, that whole Travis Scott, all that, Kid Cudi, all that shit. And like, if you don't know about Mike Dean, that is definitely someone you need to like go in and just study. Would say. And to say that this white man, I have to say it, has such a prolific, you know, or a huge hand in like real underground, like UGK, man. You know what I'm saying? Like those type of like
I'm real
like,
ground level shit, like shit that you like, okay, I can reach right out and touch this music.
Right. Like when you go to the beginning of his shit, it's like real raw, straight fucking raw. Like, so that was another one that I was like, okay. Yeah. Like I said, I got a huge list. So I don't want to take them all the time.
For sure, man. So, you know, it's funny that y'all talked about that, because I was actually watching, I can't remember the name of the documentary, but it was a hip hop one, right? It was hip hop where it went through all the eras, right? It went through the eras.
Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about.
It's on Netflix. So
it's on Netflix,
I went back and watched it, and I was just kind of like, I was super amazed at like just how deep the influence that New Orleans has on hip hop still to this day, from back in the day to this day, with the call and response records, with the block party shit, with
shit down to the bounce business.
Music. Yeah, down to the business
plan. Like
Master P is still inspiring people to this day to this day. You know what I mean? Like get it on their own. He's still active. So I do want to say first and foremost, shout out to New Orleans, shout out to, you know, Manny Fresh. Man. You know what I mean? Shout out to fucking shout out to New Orleans. But I think that, you know, like Manny, obviously, he's somebody who's like regarded as like, you know, one of the great. Those who know, you know. Bink, if you know Bink and you know his work, oh my fucking God, man. Like, Bink is one of the, like, my favorite producer of all time is Alchemist, right? I always said that. If you know me in real life, you follow me, you know that Alchemist is legend. Is music to me. Like, that's everything to me. You play some Alchemist, it's whatever, right? But Bink is right there. Because all the shit that Bink has had his hand in and the sounds that he influenced, and, you know, like those Rockefeller times were legendary. But a lot of times, people, when they remember Rockefeller, they remember Kanye, they remember Just Blaze, remember Guru, but Bink's name get lost in the sauce, you know, here and there. And it's like, you go down there, and even if you go on Bink's Wikipedia, man, like, it's just so much. It's so much shit. I'm going to just read off a couple. Off of Jay-Z Blueprint, The Ruler's Back, All I Need, Blueprint, Mama Loves Me, like, Aaliyah. He got Aaliyah. AZ, Nine Lives, bro. Fucking Angie Martinez, dog. Like, Prodigy, HNIC, Beanie Siegel, Raw and Uncut, Owner Dynasty, 1-800 Hustler. Dog, like, this is just, I'm just reading off just a couple. These is just a few. Go back and really do the knowledge on Bink. He's somebody who I think does not get enough credit for his influence on music overall. But, like, rap, oh, my God, man. Like, it's... Bink is super ill. He's right there. So if Alchemist is number one for me, Bink is like right. He's right there. He's on a very, very short list.
Yeah. Big time. I feel like with Bink, though, it's like you got to, when you say Just Blaze and Kanye, they both have that personality where they going to let you know that they in the room. And like, You know what I'm saying? Like, they both got that, like, I did that, you know? And I think that's the difference when we talk about a lot of these producers. Like, they just go in and they make their music. And, like, you know, I don't know how they are in real life, but even when I see them, like, on interviews, like, even, like, Easy Mo Beats, like, he's more, like, he has such a humbling spirit about him. Like,
he's just comfortable enough knowing he did it.
And not, that you know he did what? It, and, yeah. And
that's a great point, because I've only heard Bink here and there. But when you hear Bink talk, it's like, yeah, I did that. Like, he'll talk to the person in front of him, like, yeah, I did that. But, like, he doesn't need to make it known.
Like, but Jess Blaze is like, I broke down this drum. Yeah. And I did this. And I brought this. Because then I'm like,
and you know Kanye. Kanye was in.
Yeah, Kanye.
Kanye is, like, 45 minutes away from me right now. Like, it's a weird flex, but he's right down he's right down the way. He's in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, probably sleep in that same leather outfit he was in with the orange boots on and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
But, it's funny you say that, because I wonder how much we talked to Cartoon Beats. Shout out to my bro Cartoon Beats. We talked to him a couple weeks ago, and we kind of got a feel for how much the producer's personality plays a part in the music they make, and even kind of the way that they receive the music when it comes back. You know, because his big thing about it was he had three placements on Lloyd Banks' latest album. Right, he listened to those songs closely. You know, more close than the rest of it, because it's like, I want to see what feeling I invoke from the artist. And I think that the response he got from it was exactly what he set out to do.
I think that
maybe that's kind of like, when we talk about Easy Mo B, you talk about Bink, I think maybe just them doing the work is enough for them. And they're like, you know what? I gave that to the world. Everybody fuck with it. I'm cool with that part. I don't need every second somebody to have my name out there, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think... I was actually looking stuff up while y'all was talking, because I was like, damn, I'm really just trying to really decide, right? So, like, Ninth Wonder popped in my mind. I don't really feel like Ninth.
I had Ninth on my list too.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to cut you off, but I have to say, he, you know, transcends from rap and R&B so smoothly. Like,
absolutely.
Some of my favorite, like, Is She the Reason? Like, is one of my favorite songs by Destiny's Child, Destiny Fulfilled. And, like, to think that he made that and then turned around and did... Wait. What song did he do on Jay-Z?
He made fucking Threats.
Threats.
So I keep holding shit up, man. Look at this shit.
But then turned around and made Honey, you know what I'm saying, with Erykah Badu.
Man.
Yeah, definitely. That's a...
Told you niggas nine albums. Quit fucking with me. Yeah. Ninth one down. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Ninth definitely doesn't get enough love. This is going to sound crazy that I'm going to say this person's name, because they're literally one of the greatest, if maybe some's greatest, producer of all time. But I really don't think Primo gets enough love. Yeah. And the reason
you
I don't think
you get often.
Yeah, like the reason I don't think Primo gets enough love, and it's partly due to verses. I'm not going front. Shout out to Tim, shout out to Swiss. They are one of the best to ever do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I feel like with their success and everything, and the fact that Primo, you know, it's Primo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Primo's here, and then he's not, then he's here, then he's not, then he's chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like Primo's ever, I don't think he gets mentioned enough outside of people that like are like, you know what I mean? And this ain't no shot, like my age and up, or my around my age, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, so I definitely think Primo is an individual that deserves more flowers, but like for more of the theme, Ninth Wonder will 100% be the person that I say.
Prem to me is like, you know, like Paulie and Goodfellas. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, you don't have to keep calling Paulie the boss. You don't have to keep saying like he's the... So people don't do it. And it's fucked up that they don't, because it's like the boss still needs to be paraded as the boss. Like the best needs to still be paraded as the best. Like they haven't been so great that they've lost, you know, the luster of like being praised. But I think more people, we assume, because we came up in this era and sometimes all we see is our era, we assume everybody knows, so we don't champion it every day. Yeah. Like, you don't see us weekly talking about it, because we already knew. We know what Preem is. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know what Preem's work with, from anybody, Gangstar shit to right now. You know what I'm saying? With Griselda. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, we like, yeah, Preem is Preem. But these kids, they like, ooh, like,
yeah,
what you talking
about?
You know what I mean?
Let me ask y'all this real quick, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I know you about to, you know, switch it up or whatever. But let me just ask you this. This is crazy to ask because I don't like talking about dude, right? Okay. But
I know you about to say.
With the antics that dude with the red hat has done over the last blah, blah, blah amount of years, right? Do you feel like he gets flowers, but he gets flowers for just being like this genius and yeah. So 25 million steps ahead of everybody, right? Yeah. But I don't feel like the flowers he gets or what he really is, he's one of the greatest minds ever.
But they're giving him too much credit on that side.
But they're giving him too much credit on that side. We don't say his name.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's officially dude with the red hat.
So I always call Kanye the Steve Jobs of hip hop. And the reason why I say Steve Jobs is because Steve Jobs is not, he didn't, if you look into his shit, he didn't create the Mac that actually blew the Mac up, you know, like translucent Mac. Steve Jobs is a genius because he knows how to get the right people together in the right room to start curating and creating like genius ass work. That's what I think. Like of course he started, you know, Apple, but I'm talking about when Apple really
when it came started, down to it, yeah.
When it really started blowing up, Steve Jobs wising up because like his thing was he was so fixated on the actual computer and he realized that certain aspects that it wasn't his strength. So he started getting the right people in the room that like had that basically strength was his weakness. And that's where his genius was. And I think Kanye is the exact same. Talking about when he did Mike Dean did My Dark Twisted Fantasy. So you got to remember at that time, Travis Scott was a part of that camp. Yep. You had Mike Dean. You had all these genius ass, creative ass minds in the same room. And like, that's where is where his genius come from. I do think that in the beginning, it was more like Kanye, you know, with the beats. But if you think about it, you can hear a Kanye sound. You know, he has that whole like sample, blah, 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 blah. But once you start transcending into his newer work, look who's around him.
Absolutely.
And you will see that it's the same sound that person is actually, you know, dealing with common sense. Yep. Not common sense, but also consequence.
Consequence
is one person that kind of goes under the radar. But if you like
Sci-High too.
Sci-High, exactly.
Drop the album, Sci-High.
Please do.
Right.
Please
so do. You look at these like brilliant minds and they're all around him, around these creative genius ass. So that's what I think it is. And I agree with you, Jerv, that like he's a genius, but he's not a genius where it's like he's
like it's not like fully just him sitting somewhere ideal.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, I'm just
yeah. Yeah, out. Yeah, right. He's more of a composer.
He's like Phil Jackson in that regard. Give me the talent, and I'll tell you how to manage.
How to put it together, and that's where the genius is.
Not that I forgot about Sci-High because I didn't.
Yeah, Sci-High different.
I'm 100%. That's what I'm listening to. If you ask me next week, Mark, I promise you, my answer is Sci-High, right? Because like I have like. I forgot, not that I forgot, but I forgot about Travis Scott. Like, I forgot the I. First of all, anybody knows me knows that Pusha T is my favorite artist out.
Absolutely. Pusha T is
like,
one of them.
We can't neglect that, yo, like, dude gave him life when people forgot he MC'd. Not a shot, because Push, but he was part of the group. He was doing his solo thing, but he was part of the group.
Yeah.
Linking with dude fucking made him, I mean, that's the best rapper alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say
Push ain't young. Push ain't 25 and jumping on stage.
I would say this, out of all of those albums that he tried to push collectively with the seven whatever joints.
Push was the best.
That's why that joint came out first. Tiana Taylor's was whack, and she even knew it was whack.
She got two out of the seven songs.
Tiana Taylor was not even happy with the whole project.
What's the joint, Fatty?
Say Face.
I still listen to
compared to what she can do, I'm just saying. And then also it was like the anticipation. So if she would have had a second album come and then drop that, then it would have been completely different. Yeah. But it's the fact that she came off this like huge climax from that first album, and then we're given seven songs, and you could tell that she wasn't even like, she was pissed.
She was just trusting him, like, okay, if you think so, because let's say this, he's earned the right to burn you at least one time. I'm not talking about like SPs and shit, ladies. You don't deserve that.
I'm saying
he deserves a right as an artist to burn you on at least one project, because if Ye is locking in with you for seven songs, first of all, you're in elite company. So you have to trust him off the rip, because he came to you. And I think that budget is big, and you writing off everything you're doing around that time. So it's a great experience for you. But the projects didn't come out, you know, well. Just like Meek said, I would agree. Pusha shit was the best.
That's why I think this album.
Let me say this though, right? And with Ye, like, before we move on, right? I don't care as much now as I did before with the shit that about the politics of it, because I never looked at Ye as somebody who I'm supposed to find inspiration in on that side of life.
Nah, he just had too much of a pulse on people.
He started being dangerous, and I didn't like that he was being dangerous because, like, the white kids that are listening to this rhetoric that are going to repeat it back to me when I tell them they're wrong for saying something. Slash, you're taking my, you're disarming me as a black man. You're disarming me of my weapons to like fight against that. And I don't mean physically or violently. I just mean like verbally in the conversation. I can't tell this white kid that didn't come up in my environment about my struggle when Kanye is telling them that we chose to have this. You know what I mean? Like, type of shit. It was dangerous.
So it really was. So I was listening to Woke Bros the other day, and
shout out to Woke Bros. That last episode was a classic.
Oh, fucking classic! Like, and man. I'm gonna fuck up his name. Oh my god, I'm mad.
Mando?
No. The guest.
Oh, Bertrand.
Bertrand. Thank you. So he made a good point when he was like, you know, or was it Wasp? It was either Wasp or Bertrand. Like, they were talking about like the ratio, you know, it's like 10 to 1 or something when it comes to black people, and it's like basically like the fact of the possibility of every white person having a black friend to tell them about the black experience is damn near impossible. Yeah. So like their introduction to the black experience is hip hop, you Absolutely. Know, black culture.
Yep.
So like that goes to exactly what you're talking about right now, where it's like people always say, oh, I don't want to be a role model, but you have to realize that, like, especially being from the black community, like, once you pick up that mic, once you get on that stage, like, you are a representation of a full community, period. Like, and to be honest, we carry that even when we walk into corporate buildings, even when we walk into the store. Like, I can be that one black woman that can, you know what I'm saying, that can change your whole perspective. And it's crazy because there's a lot of pressure to have on our backs, but that's just how it is.
It just is what it is. And when you're a celebrity, I always say this. I tell people this all the time when I talk to them. I don't give a fuck how unfair you think it is to place the onus on them to be role models, because here's the thing. When a celebrity receives a letter or something like that, or a good email about something that, oh, your music inspired me to go to college and finish this, and I was a single mom and a single dad, and I was blah, 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 they're going to post it and say I'm an inspiration. Now, when somebody on the other side of that spectrum says, I started drinking lean because I listened to you. You got to take that too. Do not get up here and tell me, don't bullshit me and tell me you're not a role model, because yes, you are. You don't get a chance. You're not afforded the privilege of only claiming the wins. You got to be responsible for them L's too. You know
Absolutely.
Why? Because even the fucking Bulls lost 10 games, nigga. They 72-10. They lost 10.
Oh, my God. I say that all the time. Shit. Yeah. Kobe lost games. Nah, Jordan lost games.
But that's the thing. Like, you're responsible for that, because people that's working the job think it's unfair that you get on the mic and rhyme shit that don't even rhyme and get paid millions of dollars. You got to take it. It is what it is, bro. Like, it is what it is. And that was an excellent point.
Also, I want to say, then we're going to get off of old dude that Jerv was saying. Yeah. Don't get off old dude with the red hat. Also, I wanted to like give a nod to Organized Noise.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like, if you don't Forever. Know, if you don't know, you need to Forever, sit down pull up your good old friend Google.
Man, please do. Shout out to Organized Noise. Shout out to motherfucking man 3-6. Shout out to motherfucking DJ Screw, man. Like, shout out to shout out to the Screw, man. Like, his, you know, if you know his story, you know, like, everything that, you know, the fruits off of his tree, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a, you know, super, super ill backstory. You know, I I definitely recommend for y'all to go watch that documentary that I have not given y'all the name of yet, but I can't. It's hip hop something. Like, just look for it. 50 Cent faces on it. You just find it. You know what I mean? Whatever.
Google's your friend.
Google's definitely your friend. But so before we get about here, let's do this, right? Neek sent me this. She sent me this picture, and it was from Pigeons and Planes, I believe. Let me pull this up so I can be, yeah, Pigeons and Planes on Twitter, right? If the USA had to send 5 rappers to the Olympics, who should they send? Now, for you guys, if you want to, you know, I'm going to give y'all the criteria for y'all selections. If you want to just say, hey, this is my 5 that I think would just body shit. This is my 5 that I'm breaking it down into categories. I got this guy for that guy for that, this girl for this. You can do it however you want. There is no rules on this, nothing. You can just pick 5 rappers. And you can give your explanation.
I'll go last. So it's got to be current.
Living rappers, right? Living rappers, but they have to go compete. Today is July 31st, right? Saturday. Let's say 3 weeks from now, they said, look,
that changes
sending these 5 rappers. You're sending 5 rappers who are living right now because it's 2021. We can't, you know, go in the fucking time machine, nothing, you know, bringing people back and none of that. Living rappers, 5 rappers, like, that we got to send to the Olympics. Meek looked super excited. So I want to.
We're going to let you take the floor.
That's perfect.
I did too. So I did, like, kind of like current today. So for all y'all that's listening, if I don't say some like underground or someone that's not like, you know, like, don't come at me because it's not that. Because trust me, I tried to do that list and I'm not fully equipped for that list. So I'm going to do that list. I'm going to do my first list. So it's like when I say current, I'm talking about like on the radio, top 40, like that aspect.
That's cool.
So I'm going to do Takeoff, Little Baby, Moneybagg Yo, and Bia. Now, also, I have another one because
real quick, shout out to Bia before you do that. Shout out to Bia. I saw Bia down here a couple years ago in Atlanta. She was like one of the openers for a Pusha T concert, and Bia was fucking incredible. You could see that she was gonna be a star right from the jump because she was at a center stage down here and. She was doing a song called Gucci Coming Home, and it was like maybe 2 or 3 other joints. She had that whole place in the palm of her hands, bro. Like, very beautiful girl, very great energy. She can really rap. Like, she really can make music. I love that she's progressing the way that she is right now, and I'm so glad that she's finally getting, like, that status that I think she's, you know, she was working toward even then. So, shout out to Bia.
Man, that EP, when I tell you, just put it on, like, her EP is one of those where I just wish I had more.
Man,
like,
yes.
You play it straight through, and I'm like, she's fuck. Like, but man. I don't mind listening to it all over again.
Yeah,
but
she's incredible.
I'm going to put...
So your first list was top 40.
So it's top 40. So I'm doing Takeoff, Little Baby, and Young Blue.
Shout out to Young Blue.
Yeah, his project is good too. Now for the second list, I'm just kind of like an all-star, you know, like what was that US
Redeem All-Star? Team? The Dream Team or the Redeem Team?
I'm probably gonna do the Redeem Team. I'm probably gonna do the Redeem Team.
So the Redeem Team, okay.
Because like, the Dream Team is different. Because that's a different team.
Different. I got you.
I'm gonna do a Redeem Team.
Okay.
Drake. Kenny.
Wait. Drake is not American though, right? Is he
very good point. Gotta take him off my list.
I took him off my list too.
It hurt me. Very good point.
I'm not gonna front. I was questioning you real quick because I was like, it don't matter what list we doing. Like, you gotta send Aubrey Graham, but Aubrey can't be on the list.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and I thought about that too. So okay, Drake is off the list. So I'm doing Kenny, Nicki, J. Cole, Rhapsody, and
Kenny, Nicki, J. Cole, Rhapsody. Okay.
I'm gonna put Roddy Ricch in there because you gotta have a nigga that's like rapping, singing that.
Okay.
You gotta have one of those up in there. Okay. And then shit. And Tyler. I'm gonna put Tyler and Creator. You gotta have one of those like off the fucking
okay.
You know what I mean? Like
okay.
See, I'll put them in there. And only reason why I'm saying that because I can't think of nobody right now.
So Roddy Ricch, Tyler Creator, like you said,
Kenny,
Okay. Kenny is on there. J. Cole. Okay.
And Rhapsody.
Oh, Rhapsody. Okay. All right.
And that was more of a strategic. Like,
I got you.
You know, Battle Nikki is a company.
She different. She's super different. She take you back to Queens with that shit. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Nikki, man. Shout out to Nikki to fucking
Nikki need to just drop, like, I feel like she's
just rap. I want Nikki to rap.
But she's in her head, and you could tell.
She is.
She's in her head.
I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of singing Nikki. Like, Nikki singing on, like, Blazing, the shit with her and Ye. Yeah. You see right through me. Like, I'm a super fan of Nikki when she sings. Like,
oh, the Pink album is my favorite album. Like,
I like that album a lot. I'm not gonna hold you. Like, I listen to that. I'm not. You'll never pull up in traffic and hear me listen to that album ever. That's just a fact. But in the comforts of my own home, in a dark in a space with my AirPods on, and, like, you know what I mean, probably a hoodie, I'm listening to it. I love it. You're not gonna pull up on me in traffic, bumping. You know what I mean, I'm just not. The aesthetics of it just don't work for me. But Zerv. Spaceships is one of the greatest songs ever, too. But anyway, but go ahead, Joe.
So I think I like
Super
how
Bay, wait, no, not Space, Super Bay. I'm sorry, I got the name wrong. Super Bass. I'm high. Super Bass is one of the greatest songs ever. I don't give a fuck what niggas say. I don't give a fuck what you say. You could at me, whatever. I don't give a fuck. That's one of the greatest songs ever. Go ahead, Joe.
So I like how Meek did it. So that helped me out because my list was kind of crazy and I was trying to decide how I wanted to go about doing this. So like if I'm on some, not that my second list I feel won't bring home the gold, but if I'm on some, like, yo, y'all must have forgot what it's hitting for with our country. Yeah, like if we, of course Roy Jones is on, he's number one. He's my first round selection.
Y'all must have forgot, yo.
But you know, if we on some, like, yo, I just want, not that my other team won't secure the gold, but if we just on some, like, yo, we not fucking with niggas, like, yo, We just want y'all to be intimidated as soon as they walk in the room.
Yep.
Push is definitely going over there for me.
Fuck yeah.
You gotta send Cole over there. Like, Cole gotta go. I'm sending Ross over there. Yep. Because, you know, with Ross coming over there, like, you know, Ross, like,
he gonna feed everybody.
I'm assuming, and it's in the beats. I feel,
you know,
like, the beats,
you know how many hoes gonna rub his belly, man? Like, rub his belly, dog, and hold the come chain on up and shit. Like, they gonna be on him.
So I'm gonna go Ross. Naturally, I don't give a fuck if my man's 75. I'm sending big homie over there.
Yeah,
dog.
I already know.
Come on.
Yeah.
Cole was at the tail end of his career on the Redeem team too, bro. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and then fifth person would be Styles.
Okay.
You just need somebody that's gonna look them in the eyes and make them fear themselves.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But if I'm going for, you know, more of, not necessarily more of a competitive game, but I'm trying to give other people an opportunity. And this person could have been on the first five or whatever. I'm sending Kendrick over there. I don't care when's the last time he made an album. I trust him.
No matter.
You know what I'm saying? I trust him.
Trustworthy, absolutely.
I'm definitely sending Freddie over there.
Okay.
I knew Gibbs was coming.
Yeah. Conway's going over there for me.
You need the
Draymond Green of the world is just going, you
absolutely.
Know what I mean? You know, whatever. So that's I was me. You kind of made me want to say Lil Baby, but I said, nah, that's not Jerv like to say Lil Baby, even though I actually like the young boy and that I think young good boy can spit, right? Yeah. I like Spitta, Currency.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Listen, if you
I'm with that,
you know what I'm saying? And he's got to tap into the other crowd. He got to tap into the crowd. There's going to be a lot of stoners out there.
Oh my God.
Every country we're going to. last but not least, one of the most emotional rappers of our lifetime, but he's one of the best I've heard of his generation. I gotta go with Wordplay, Wale.
Wale, ooh.
He is so emotional.
For Lauren too, brother. We need it. You know what I'm saying? The people that have been rocking with you since day one need For Lauren 2. For Lauren 1 was amazing. So I can only imagine what For Lauren 2 is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, when I think of Wale, what I think of that Tyra Banks meme. It's like, we were rooting for you. We were all rooting. Like, I feel like people want to see him win so bad. Like, because everybody
he puts the narrative out there. But real talk, yeah. When he comes out, he does win. His albums do well. When he does features, people fuck with it. It's not Wale, and I'm a fan, right? One of Wale's biggest flaws to me is he gives a fuck about what everybody thinks and says, right?
But you know why though?
That allows him to create this narrative, which I feel as though he's created a narrative that he's underappreciated. So therefore, his fans, like myself, say, yo, he's super underappreciated. But when Wale drop, he be having fun.
By us, only.
No, but exactly. Because I was say, it's not like when Meek dropped and it went like it,
everybody's it talking about it.
Wale's not doing that.
But he doesn't make those.
But
songs.
You know what though? You know what's crazy? I see people that make similar versions of what he makes that gets a lot more praise than what
he does.
That's what I'm saying.
And you also got to think about the team that he was a part of, because you got to think like Ross drop, boom, Meek drop, boom, Wale drop.
And the distinct difference there is. To me, anyway, this is the reason why I think a lot of people may have been like apprehensive on his music at first, and then now they're like super fans of it. He's just like us at the grand, you know, like at the core of him.
Yeah,
he puts it. He wears his emotions on his sleeve, like a lot of us do.
But he's just not rappers. But I also think his rollout, like, I don't know who's in, and maybe he's overthinking it, but also his rollout is not consistent.
I don't think he likes the industry shit. I don't think he likes
it. And it could be that.
That's what it is.
Because I haven't heard anything about Florence 2 outside of him putting
out. Right. And you see how the blog sites don't go crazy? The blog sites don't go crazy. Nobody does anything.
I don't even know if he's still on Maybach Music. I have no idea.
Right. Like, I don't think anybody knows. I don't think anybody. I do think people really, really want to see him, like,
you know, win. Because we secretly rooting for ourselves when we root for Wale, because he's talking about his mental health. He's talking about, like, you know, because that's what it is for me. You know, like, when I want to see Wale being champion, I never met Wale a day in my life, but I feel like he's speaking for me and people like me because of the shit he's talking about.
But would you say that when they roll out that is what's being in the forefront? I don't think so.
No, probably not.
I think that you got to, like, really listen to his shit to get that
absolutely
message.
I think
that if he was to lead with that, he would then get that. You know, maybe get that. But when you out here trying to, like, match up with, like, your teammates and be like, oh, I'm popping bottles. Oh, I got this girl. Like, you're not that dude.
And that's the one thing that I appreciate.
You know what's crazy? I just looked him up. And Wale's been nominated for a Grammy and not on some feature shit. Like, it was his song.
Yeah.
He got nominated for a Grammy. Not an album, but a song.
Yeah.
It was Lotus Flower Bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Great song. Yeah. Great song. I'll say this.
He didn't win it, but he got nominated for a Grammy. So, like, he gets recognition. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just like... That's his
recognition.
The people who do a worse version of what he actually does at a high level, they get more praise. And I think it's because of the relationships. And it's because of, like, they're probably more... I don't know. They're more suited for the industry, right? The way the industry wants people to move and shit like that.
But Wale,
the album about nothing, if you name off the three most popular artists right now, if they did some shit like that with Jerry fucking Seinfeld,
right?
That should be more high regard. Like that.
And that was actually a good project. Yeah, that was great.
It was a perfect project. Perfect project.
The whole Seinfeld, first of all, and I think that's one of the reasons I fool with Wale so much. Same. Outside of the fact that I think he's nice.
Same.
Seinfeld, I'm one of those individuals. I'm one of them black people. Despite me being this legendary cat in spades, right? I do have a side of me that always gets questioned, right? And the side of me that gets questioned is when I get asked, Seinfeld or Martin.
That's not even a real thing.
But it's not a real thing. But you know that's the question they ask you, right? Like that's the cookout question that everybody be, or the barbershop joint. They be like Seinfeld, and I don't like it because I love Martin, but Seinfeld to me is literally probably, I thought it was the best, but I think The Office has surpassed it in my mind now. Is the greatest sitcom of all time. But Seinfeld at one point in time was the number one thing to ever come out, and for that man to not only just get Jerry Seinfeld on it, which is crazy in its own
in itself,
the concept of the project where he makes it a Seinfeld thing. He takes bits and pieces of stuff from Seinfeld and makes songs about the shit.
He went from taking clips of it and putting on his mixtape to having Seinfeld himself on
the mixtape song. About nothing what? Is amazing. I listen fucking to that crazy, shit probably man. Once a week.
Yeah.
Right. And then also, if you understand Seinfeld, so there has to be like that's you understand. If you understand Seinfeld,
that's,
you know
that's
that
a specific
like,
kind of humor,
right? But also, there's this you understand that there's this deep line of respect between the two because 1,000%. Seinfeld ain't hopping
Seinfeld
on
ain't popping off nobody.
He don't need no bread.
Listen, you don't listen. The proof is right here. Who the fuck else have you done this for?
Exactly.
I'll wait. Tell me who else Seinfeld done this shit for, and you'll tell me the fucking rare air that Wale. Like, don't get us started on Wale, dog. Y'all niggas gonna make me mad disrespecting Wale out there.
Jer, and I know we just low key just like bum rush your lips, but I also wanted to say I would love to see Currency and Isaiah Rashad on.
That'd be ill.
Oh my god.
That vibe would be so ill. Currency is a legendary figure in the game. He's a game spitter. He's a super gym dropper. Like, I like him. I like him a lot.
Really, yeah, do. Them two.
Shout out to Spitter. Spitter and Wiz Khalifa came along.
At one
of the most important times of my life where I needed to be talked to in a certain way to realize I don't need to be worried about certain things that I was worried about.
Yeah.
And they took me from being, and this is, I gotta say this the right way, because how I was about to say it was wild, crazy. But they showed me how to the better ways to enjoy my medicinal habit.
Oh man!
It showed me a different way to enjoy.
I think I kind of know what you're about to say.
I didn't know that you partake in that. So if you still are partaking in those activities, you should definitely listen to Isaiah Rashad and just like. Hey, I know I'm hyping him, but I'm serious.
Nah,
like,
it's good. No, it's what
real vibe. It's a for real vibe.
So Jerv, your list, the rest of it, like, was that the conclusion of
Wale?
Wale was five. It was Wale, Spitta, Kendrick, Conway, and who the fuck was the fifth? Hold up, it was Freddie Gibbs.
Oh, Freddie Gibbs. Okay.
So I have a question, real quick. Mm-hmm. So you know how like Nas teamed up with Hit-Boy and like now has this great success with Hit-Boy. Mm-hmm. What producer would you put with Wale? Because I feel like Nas and Wale, you know, Nas has his like had that hits, but I feel like in the middle he kind of had that bump in Alchemist. The road. Yeah, you know what I mean. Oh, you would put Wale and Alchemist together?
Yeah, I would put Wale and Alchemist. I mean, if you're asking like what I would like to see, like that project, yeah. I would love to see an Alchemist produced album for Wale, and just watch. You know what I mean? Just watch.
I really was gonna go with Bink, to be honest, like, because I think that he might. Like, seriously, just thinking about what I was saying about him earlier, just his range, and like that's kind of Wale's wheelhouse, where it's like, yeah, I can go from talking about this and certain aspects of this over like some R&B shit and make it still hip hop and kind of blend it together. So I think like him and Bink might be, and I think it'd be a super left field connection that like the industry would be like, whoa, wait a minute,
Wale
and Bink, like we gotta hear this. I think Wale needs to do something like that. To make people be like, oh shit, I need to hear that. You know what I mean? So my list, so I had originally made just one list of like just the fucking juggernauts that I want to send over there on some like we coming to wreck shit. So I'll give y'all that list first. That first list is Black Thought. That's what I said. We'll talk about Black Thought later.
So mad at myself after I sent my list. I was like, nigga, you did not say Black Thought after you just said guaranteed the win.
This is just my juggernaut that, list of
you
like,
just sent him in and he just
yeah, goes. We getting the goal, right?
Yeah.
Black Thought, Jadakiss, Ransom, right? I'm going Ransom there. I'm going Pusha T.
Oh my god.
For sure I'm going Pusha T.
Of course.
And then fifth, this was
kind
of like,
if you don't say who I'm about to say, think you're going to say.
I'm sending Benny.
I felt like out of respect for your home, I felt like you was going to say Royce.
No. Now, listen,
Royce the five guys.
I got another list.
Okay.
I got another list because when I was listening to y'all talk about this, I was like, you know what? I think I kind of need a part two of that. And it's strange you say that. Beer, 1,000%. That energy, the look. The content, all of that, give me Bia, number like off the rip. Because he just thought of, you know, Royce might have been a good sixth man on that other one. Give me Royce on this second one, right? Give me Royce on this second one, because I think he got a good flow, a good type of, you know, a good energy, a good presence right there, right? Give me Royce. Give me Mikey Rocks from the Cool Kids, who was a fucking legend. And I think that culture-wise, like, not many people have had a bigger impact on the culture than like the Cool Kids, especially for like the new, you know, the newer generation. So that's three. You gotta have Lil Baby. He's a fucking star. He's a fucking all star. Yeah. Like, he's a cheat code in this shit right now. Give me him and damn dog. The fifth spot, man, is tough, dog. Fuck. Ah, man. Number five. Give me ESTG. off just intimidation alone. Intimidation factors alone, we're gonna win, we're gonna get the gold. I don't give a fuck if they're about to hand us the silver. You look at G and they're gonna be like, oh no, 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 my bad. We just about to you know what I'm saying? So we bringing that shit home, man. We're gonna bring that shit home for sure. But yeah, man, I mean I think that's some pretty solid pretty solid list right there, man. You know. In the meantime, until the next time, man. Meek, thank you for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Listen, man, you are welcome back anytime you want. Hey. You already know. You know that, man. It's the first two-time guest, man. You know what I'm saying? You've been back on here and shit. You know what I mean? So we must have did something right the first time. You heard? yeah, man, it's Rap Names Podcast, man. Listen, follow Bomb on Twitter, on Instagram, at BOMM Podcast. Meek, look, you want to plug, you know, whatever you got. I was about to say plug your shit, but that sounded wild. But you want to plug, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't
know where they can follow you at, man. Twitter, Instagram, all that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I feel so famous right now. I gotta plug myself and shit. Instagram, Meekdis, that's the government. Meekdis.Johnson or at Meekdis.Johnson. Shit, I don't even know my Twitter. Like, I'm gonna be honest, y'all already know I'm not.
Y'all gonna see it when we put it out anyway.
Yeah, so I'm not a huge Twitter fan, but yeah, you know what I'm saying. When they link me, just holler at me. I talk back. You know.
Yes, she does. So, yes, she does. So
yeah, I'm gonna give you some quotable shit, like we
respectfully.
Said. Man.
Yeah, respectfully, and disrespectfully, if you really want to go there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, I'm not telling you. I was telling them be respectful because they don't really want that smoke.
They don't.
No, nah, y'all definitely shouldn't. You know what we know, allegedly. But yeah, man, we out, man. Until next week, you heard. And also, if you're listening to this shit on Sunday, which you should be, or you're listening to it on Monday, or you're listening to it on Tuesday morning, I will be on Bomb Podcast, Instagram Live, covering the verses on August 3rd, Dipset and the Lock. So come in there, holler at me. I'm gonna be scoring it live. Shout out to Poobs. I'm gonna score it live.
Oh, wait. Are you wearing Uptowns or are you wearing Tim's? What are we doing?
I still haven't decided, man. I think I'm probably do the all whites, man. I'm gonna post the fit. I'm gonna post the fit the day of. So I'll do that. I'll post the fit the day of on my Instagram, at Mariano Bivens. Y'all can follow me on there at Bomb Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. I will be covering the verses live. Like, I'm gonna score it, I'm gonna watch it and vibe out all that. So come through and holler at me, man. But again, you know, until next week, man, we out.